This is GIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister commends public sector unions. Education Ministry reports increase in mathematics at the CSEC level. And Agriculture Ministry hosts U.S. importers as part of Export Platform Program. The details after this message.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is commending the negotiating teams for the public sector groups which signed the government's recent wage agreement. Dr. Phillips says even though neither side came away from the negotiations with exactly what they wanted, the process was conducted with a spirit of integrity and mutual respect.
These negotiations have reflected the kind of maturity which ought to characterize deliberations and negotiations such as this. And I want to offer my personal thanks and the thanks on behalf of the Ministry of Finance and the Government of Jamaica for the spirit and quality of mutual respect which has guided these negotiations.
Dr. Phillips adds that he's hopeful that future negotiations will be guided by the manner in which the recent wage talks were conducted. The Ministry of Education is reporting a 6.5% increase in mathematics in the June 2015 sitting of the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC examinations. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says considering the aversion that exists towards mathematics in Jamaica as well as significant gaps in instructional capacity, the consistent improvement in the subject is good news for higher education and for the country. Minister Thwaites notes, however, that there was a 1% decrease in the number of passes for English language. He says the ministry will be developing a program for students who have gained grades 4 in both subjects to have a second chance of getting a passing grade.
We want to do this during the first term of this coming academic year, with a view for them taking an examination in January, and that within a term, and with proper dedication on their part, and with us setting up support centers, at least one in each parish, and we hope more, we want those who have come close to success to be able to clear that final hurdle.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at a press conference to announce the 2015 CAPE CSEC results on Thursday. More than 40,000 Jamaicans are to receive titles under the National Land Titling Program, which was officially launched on Wednesday. During the ceremony held at the Christ the Redeemer Church in Seaview Gardens, some 63 persons from Seaward Pen, Seaview Gardens and Tower Hill were presented with certificates of title. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, in her address, reiterated the government's commitment to providing more opportunities for Jamaicans to own land.
My administration is on a mission to improve the lives of all the people of our country. Land and home ownership must never be restricted by class or by where you live. We are placing land ownership in the hands of the masses of the Jamaican people.
Mr. Simpson-Miller says by providing land titles, the government is building an ownership society and enabling persons to provide security for their families. And exporters and agro-producers are engaged in meetings with potential buyers from the United States as the country looks to boost fresh produce exports to the North American country. The five-day buyer mission aims to strengthen and advance relations between buyers in the U.S. and producers in Jamaica. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Agriculture through its Agricultural Competitiveness Program.
A number of our fresh produce, such as yams, dashins, sweet potato, peppers, pumpkins, our herbs and spices, and other nutraceuticals have serious potential for export. These have been the star performers of our export trade, and we know we are just beginning to scratch the surface of the potential they hold.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer speaking at the opening of the competitiveness mission on Tuesday. That was GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.